an honest electric. This is Erin.
Hey, Erin. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Did you have a good day off yesterday?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I'm good. I'm glad to hear it. Hopefully you were able to do something fun.
Yeah.
So I was just calling to follow up with you and see if you had an opportunity to speak with Stetson.
Yes, I did. He said that he would like to go through with it.
Okay, awesome. So do I have your permission to charge the $250 application fee to the card we have on file?
What card do you have on file?
We have a MasterCard ending in 3733.
Okay.
That's the regular monthly billing card.
Okay. All right. That should be fine then.
Okay. It usually is. Once in a while, they'll want to put it onto like a different card just for that invoice or whatever, you know, but usually it's that card. I wasn't meaning for it to be a trick question. Sorry about that. Okay. Now, are you going to be filling out the application for them, or are they going to take care of it themselves?
I'm going to fill the application out for them.
Okay. Awesome. So I'll remind, like, how many employees outside of the owners are there?
Let me see.
I'm sorry?
I think there's about 5.
Okay. And are these, like, family members, or are these, like, just regular old folks? Let me tell you why I'm asking. Maybe that'll help a little more. Okay. The reason I'm asking this particular question is because, okay, sorry, I was trying to rearrange the package. Okay, so the reason I'm asking this question is because if you cannot vouch for each one of them, because the application itself, it says how many front-facing employees do you have, meaning employees that go out, bid, and do the job on behalf of the company without the owner having to show up. Like, so if you were a technician, do you go out and take care of stuff on your own? Then they would conceivably put down your social security number, your driver's license number, all your information to be included on the background check. But if for any reason you guys cannot vouch for every single one of your employees, we suggest you just leave them off the application.
Okay.
Okay. So that's why we asked that question. It's not to be like a pain in the butt. It's more to protect you so that you guys get approved quickly. Does that make sense? Okay, cool. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you understand that when you're filling out the application. Like, if for any reason, say it's unsure, right? Like, say that you, like, there's somebody who maybe you don't know or something like that as well, or you're not sure, or maybe they do have a felony within the last 7 years, then leave them off.
Okay.
Okay. So that way, then there's no hiccups and no problems with your guys' background check and stuff. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and send over the, I'm having trouble this morning talking. I do apologize. I'm going to go ahead and send over the application, and we're going to get that out to you right now. So that way you can fill it out. And then from there, what will happen is we will just go ahead and schedule an onboarding call. So do you want to have like 24 hours with the application, or do you want to do like maybe do your onboarding call on Monday? The onboarding call is going to be a pretty simple phone call, Erin. It's basically going to be just verifying the information that's on the application, just verifying that we have everything correct before we submit it.
Okay. I think it would be probably best to do it on Monday.
Okay, cool. What time is best for you, dear?
Let me see. Around 11 should be fine.
11? Okay, cool. So I've got you, and I'll go ahead and schedule that. And then what'll happen is we'll call from the 877 number to go ahead and do that onboarding call. Again, it's not like it's going to be information you already have since you're doing the since you're going to be doing the application, and then it's going to ask, like, at some point it's going to ask for their driver's licenses to be uploaded. So front and back, you may want to have pictures of those handy just so you're kind of like aware of everything moving forward, but they'll give you all the information on that. We try not to make it tricky. Okay. We try to make it easy to navigate, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I definitely look forward to, working with you on this. You'll see that application come over via email. It's going to say Google Guarantee application, and I'll send it to dunnhonestelectric@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Perfect. And then do you have my extension, Erin, in case you have any additional questions?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. And then, oh, I forgot the last thing. I am going to go ahead and I'm going to assign you what we call an account manager. And the account manager is the person who's like going to oversee your account, and that'll be your regular point of contact. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Well, welcome to the Google Guarantee Program, Erin. You have a great day. Okay.
Thanks. You too.
Talk to you soon. Bye now.
Bye-bye.